A Prayer for Our Children, Psalms 27 plus.
To Him who loved us and washed us from our sins in His own blood, and has made us kings and priests to His God and Father, to Him be glory and dominion for ever and ever. As a King, abiding in and one with the King of Kings, in the authority given to us in the name of Jesus Christ, we speak words of life over the children of the United States of America. We call all those the Lord God chose before the foundation of the world, that they should be holy and without blame before Him in love, having predestined them to adoption as sons by Jesus Christ to Himself, according to the good pleasure of His will, to the praise of the glory of His grace, by which He has made them accepted in the Beloved. They are the inheritance of our Lord Jesus Christ, and we are joint heirs with Jesus Christ. So we call them our beloved children. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be Your name. Your kingdom come into the heart of our children and their bloodline. Your will be done in the life of our children and their bloodline on earth as it is in heaven. As an ambassador of Christ, abiding in Christ and one with Him, we come into agreement with our Father in heaven, the Spirit of truth and the Word of life. In Him who is true, in His Son, Jesus Christ, we give thanks to the Lord, the living God, the true God, the everlasting King, our righteous Father, for our children, their posterity, their house, their entire family, and their nation, for the saints, for the leaders that God has raised up on their behalf, and for all men, as a vessel of mercy, so that Christ might make known to them the riches of His glory. We go up into the gaps to stand in battle on the day of the Lord, to build a wall for our children, their posterity, their house, for their entire family, their friends, neighbors, and countrymen, and their entire nation, for all the brethren, all those called by the name of the Lord, for the leaders of their nation, and all the leaders throughout the world, all those that influence the well-being of God's people, and all the people of their nation, and all men, so that our children and their family may lead a quiet and peaceful life in all godliness and reverence. In the name of Jesus Christ, we proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God. We stand and rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. It is written, the things that we speak and pray for our children, their family, and their nation. For these words are true and faithful, and they are the true sayings of God. The word of God is true, pure, proven, and eternal. For heaven and earth will pass away, but God's word will by no means pass away. It is living and powerful. It searches the hearts of man like a two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of soul and spirit, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart, and nothing is hidden from His sight, the Mighty One, the Ancient of Days, the Holy One of Israel. The words that Christ through us speaks to our children and their nation are spirit, and they are life. Thanks be to God who gives them the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. We don't come to the Father in heaven based on our own worthiness or on the worthiness of our children and their family. Abiding in God and abiding in His love, we come to God's throne of grace on the merits of His Son, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and the blood that He shed. In the name of Jesus Christ, who upholds all things by the word of His power, as a fellow worker in Christ Jesus, abiding in Him and born of Him, we come boldly to the throne of grace and obtain mercy and find grace for our children and their entire house, all of their people on every side, all of their family, all of their blood from the beginning of time until the end of time, all those by adoption and all those by marriage, all their natural seed and all of their spiritual seed, and their entire nation. Glory to God in the highest. Grace and peace be multiplied to them in the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord, as His divine power has given to them all things that pertain to life and godliness, through the knowledge of Him who called them by glory and virtue, by which have been given to them exceedingly great and precious promises, that through these they may be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. Jesus Christ, the light of the world, the light of life, help our children. Put on the armor of light. You, O Lord, are a shield for them, their glory, and the one who lifts up their head. We cry to the Lord with our voice on behalf of our children, and He hears us from His holy hill. Selah. The Lord is their light and their salvation. Whom shall they fear? The Lord is the strength of their life. Of whom shall they be afraid? When the wicked come against them to eat up their flesh, their enemies and their foes, they will stumble and fall. Though an army may rise against them and their family, they shall not fear. Though a war may arise against them and their house, this they and their family can be confident in, that they will live in the house of the Lord all the days of their lives, to flourish in the courts of their God, to behold the beauty of the Lord. For in the time of trouble he will hide them in his pavilion, in the secret place of his tabernacle he shall hide them and their people. He shall set them and their house high upon a rock, the rock of Jesus. And now their head shall be above their enemies all around. Therefore our children and their family will offer sacrifices of joy in his tabernacle. Their hearts will sing praises to our God. Now therefore, our God, we thank you and praise your glorious name. For you are good, for your mercy endures forever. In the name of Jesus Christ, his name is called Everlasting Father, according to the riches of his grace. In Christ we ask the Lord to teach our children and all of their family his way and lead them in a smooth path because of their enemies. In Christ we pray that he will not deliver them to the will of their adversaries, for false witnesses have risen against them and their house, and such as breathe out violence. According to the riches of his glory, let God keep them and their house as the apple of his eye, hide them and their family under the shadow of his wings, from the wicked who oppress them, from the deadly enemies who surround them. Our children would lose heart if they did not believe that they would see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Our children and their families shall wait on the Lord and be of good courage, and he shall strengthen their hearts. Wait on the Lord. The Lord shall renew their strength. They and their people shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. They will be strong and of good courage. They will not be afraid nor be dismayed, for the Lord their God is with them wherever they go. He will strengthen them and their people. He will help our children. He will uphold them with his righteous right hand. He sustains them in a desert land, in a howling wilderness waste. He shields them. He cares for them. He guards them as the apple of his eye. Our children were cast upon him from birth. From their mother's womb he has been their God. O taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who trusts in him. In the name of Jesus Christ, the shepherd and overseer of our souls, in Christ we pray our children will lift up their soul. In God they will trust. O Lord our God, how great you are! Your unfailing love, O Lord, is as vast as the heavens. Your faithfulness reaches beyond the clouds. Your righteousness is like the mighty mountains. Your justice like the ocean depths. The God of love and peace cares for our children. How precious is his unfailing love! Our children and their family shall find shelter in the shadow of his wings. He feeds them from the abundance of his own house, letting them drink from the rivers of delight. For he is the fountain of their life, the light of their soul. In Christ we pray the Lord will continue his loving kindness to their family and his righteousness to their house. Let not the foot of pride come against their house, and let not the hand of the wicked drive their people away. For God is the King of all the earth. Sing praises with understanding. God reigns over all the nations. God sits on his holy throne. The princes of the people have gathered together, the people of the God of Abraham. For the shields of the earth belong to God. He is greatly exalted. As a fellow worker for the truth, abiding in the Son and the Father, and one with them, in truth and in faith, we sanctify our children and their entire bloodline, their nation, and all of their people, by the blood of the Lamb of God. We sanctify their time so that they will always be in the will of God through the communion of the Holy Spirit, and we sanctify their space by the overpowering presence of God, who has made his home in them. Now may the God of peace himself sanctify them completely, and may their whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, to him was given dominion and glory and a kingdom that all peoples, nations, and languages should serve him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion which shall not pass away, and his kingdom the one which shall not be destroyed. The earth is the Lord's and all its fullness, the world and those who dwell therein. The heavens are his, the earth also is his, the world and all its fullness, he has founded it. The north and the south, the east and the west, he has created it. For by him all things were created that are in heaven and that are on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created through him and for him. You are worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for you created all things, and by your will they exist and were created. As a fellow worker in Christ, a fellow worker of God, abiding in him and born of him and his love, being perfected in us, we proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God. As a vessel of mercy, so that Christ might make known to our children their entire bloodline and their nation, the riches of his glory, we claim our children and their house, their entire bloodline, all of their people, their family, their children, and their children's children, as our joint inheritance with our Lord Jesus Christ. By the Ancient of Days, judgment was made in favor of the saints of the Most High, and the time has come for the saints to possess the kingdom. Awake, you who sleep, arise from the dead, and Christ will give you light. Awake to righteousness, and do not sin, and do this, knowing the time, that now it is high time to wake out of sleep, for now our salvation is near. Come near, you nations, to hear and heed, you people. Let the earth hear, and all that is in it, the world and all things that come forth from it. In Christ we pray that our children and their nation, in one accord, will pray for the peace of Jerusalem, for it is written, May they prosper who love you. The Lord bless our children and their nation out of Zion, and may they see the good of Jerusalem all the days of their life. As kings and priests of the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, we decree our children and their nation shall stand with Israel against the ungodly nations, for their shield belongs to the Lord, and their king to the Holy One of Israel. Thanks to the Lord for our children. They are so precious. They are a heritage from the Lord. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, the light of the world, the light of life, we ask and receive all these things. Concerning this prayer of faith that we pray for our children and their house, we come into agreement with them, with our Father in heaven, the Spirit of truth and the Word of life, being of one accord in prayer. We pray with confidence, for God's thoughts towards our children and their house are thoughts of peace, to give them a future and a hope. As a chosen vessel of Jesus Christ to bear his name, we continue petitioning fervently the Lord to let it be to our children and their descendants, according to his word, and what we have asked shall be given to them and their house. In him who is true, as one, we execute the written judgment. This honor has all his saints. Praise the Lord. It is written, My covenant I will not break, nor alter the word that has gone out of my lips, says the Lord God Almighty. Psalms 89:34. God is watching over his word to perform it. Jeremiah 1:12. And it shall not return to him void, but it shall accomplish his purpose and succeed in the thing for which he sent it. Isaiah 55:11. The Lord gives voice before his army, for his camp is very great, for strong is the one who executes his word. Joel 2:11. The counsel of the Lord stands forever, the plans of his heart to all generations. Psalms 33:1. It shall come to pass that whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved, for in Mount Zion and in Jerusalem there shall be deliverance, as the Lord has said, among the remnant whom the Lord calls. Joel 2:32. For my name shall be great among the nations, says the Lord of hosts. Malachi 1:11. We ask our Father in heaven, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us, that he might purify for himself his own special people zealous for good works, believing that our children, their descendants, and their nation receive all we ask for them, knowing that it is the will of God, and he hears us. You, O Lord, shall endure forever, and the remembrance of your name to all generations. For yours, O Lord, is the glory and the power and the kingdom forever. In Jesus' name, so be it. Amen and amen. Through you, O God, we will push down our enemies. Through your name, we will trample those who rise up against us. In God we boast all day long and praise your name forever. Selah. By the blood of the everlasting covenant, in the awesome name of Jesus Christ, the mediator of the new covenant, we activate these prophetic scriptures in the lives of our children. These things, says the Amen, the faithful and the true witness, the beginning of creation of God. Amen. For all the promises of God in Him are yes, and in Him, Amen, to the glory of God.